Welcome to the will of God in the life and the writings of the servant of God, Luisa Picarreta. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Come, O divine will, to breathe in my breathing, to palpitate in my heart, to circulate in my blood, to think in my thinking. Come, O divine will, may every single act be for the praise and glory of God our Father, for the salvation of all souls from Adam to the last, and for the divine will to descend upon earth as it reigns in heaven. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We continue with the meditation of the hours of the Passion. During this Lenten season, we reflect upon what the Church asks us to do, to intensify our prayer, to do fasting, and to do almsgiving, to give almsgiving. With these three things, we follow our Lord also. The Church asks us to unite ourselves in prayer, in fasting, and almsgiving. We continue with the 14th hour from 6 to 7 when Jesus is brought before Caiaphas. And then he is condemned by Pilate. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. Amen. Luisa writes, "My sorrowful Jesus, you are now out of the prison. You are so exhausted that you are so tired. You can barely walk. And then you appear in the midst of those who, full of anger, before Caiaphas, want to condemn you. And you, in the midst of them, like a sun, all disfigured, you spread light everywhere. I now see that Caiaphas is overjoyed in seeing you reduced so badly. And he asks you, 'Are you really the true Son of God?' And you answer, 'Yes, I am the true Son of God.' Caiaphas confirms the sentence to death and sends you to Pilate. And you, my condemned Jesus, accept this sentence with so much love and resignation as to almost provoke the anger of the pontiff. You repair for all the sins committed with all malice. Our Lord repairs for the sins of all creatures from Adam to the last. And as he is condemned, as he sees all those around him blind by their will, guided by their human will, which is blind to itself, all of them drunk with their human will, our Lord, in the midst of this suffering, carries us. He is carrying each and every one of us in his suffering. He thinks about each one of us, and he is suffering on our behalf. By meditating the hours of the Passion given to the servant of God, Luisa Picarreta, our Lord tells Luisa Picarreta, 'Soul, help me, soul, help me.' And it's the same echo that he is giving us today. Soul, help me. We accompany our Lord in these meditations, in this suffering. We sustain him when we reflect upon these hours, when we unite ourselves freely out of love for him, when we unite ourselves to his will to meditate the hours of the Passion, every single act becomes like a magnet that is calling the divine will to descend upon earth, that is calling creatures to hear the truth, to come back to the Lord, to unite themselves to our Lord and Savior. Our Lord wants to guide us to have eternal life. He wants to bestow his divine life in our souls. He wants his divine life to grow in our souls with every single prayer, with every single suffering, with every single sacrifice. I would like to encourage all of you who are going through suffering to unite yourselves freely to the Lord, to go to confession, to do almsgiving, to do a little sacrifice, a little fasting, and to offer your sacrifice, your pain, your suffering to the Lord for the salvation of souls, for your families, for the conversion of the world, for us priests, for the Church, for the souls in purgatory. In a special way, the Lord shares with all of you who are going through some suffering this bitter chalice. But also know that by suffering and by uniting yourselves to our Lord, He is enlarging your capacity, expanding your capacity to love. When we suffer and we unite ourselves with the Lord, our suffering will expand our capacity to love. It seems like a contradiction, but this is so true. When we suffer and when we unite ourselves to the Lord freely, He enables us to love even more and to receive love, divine love. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. Amen. The 15 hours, Jesus before Pilate. Pilate sends him to Herod. Imagine Jesus being brought to Pilate. Pilate doesn't find any guilt. He doesn't find any reason to condemn our Lord Jesus. He sees in the person of our Lord Jesus the truth. He sees the meekness of our Lord. He sees His humility. And he asks him, "Are you the King of the Jews?" And all humility, all meekness, our Lord says, "My kingdom is not of this world. Otherwise, thousands of legions of angels will defend me." The gift of the divine will is the gift that the Lord wants to bestow upon us. He's talking about the kingdom of the divine will. Everybody who is in heaven is already fixed in the will of God. And they share and they participate. They belong to the kingdom of the divine will, the kingdom of God. We who know the gift of living in the divine will are called to meditate upon the truths, upon the writings that the church gives us through the servant of God, Luisa Picaretta, always in union with sacred scripture, with the catechism of the Catholic Church, to meditate the hours of the Passion during this Lenten season and ask the Lord to bestow the kingdom of the divine will upon our souls, so that the divine will reign on earth as it reigns in heaven. It starts with one person sharing to others and then making known this gift. These meditations of the hour of the Passion, they allow us to accompany our Lord in His suffering, to unite ourselves with His prayers, to make His reparation our reparation, to make His prayers our prayers, so that God the Father will receive all the praise, all the glory, all the honor, thanksgiving that is due to Him, that creatures deny. And what is so amazing about this gift, that by uniting ourselves to the will of God, we are able to compensate, to repair on behalf of all generations, past, present, and future. Our Lord Jesus, full of love for each one of us, knowing that we are the work of God the Father, knowing that we are the reason why He became human, is carrying us during all His suffering, during His Passion, and is asking us to unite ourselves to Him. Jesus is brought before Pilate, and then He sends Him to Herod. His enemies, like beasts, they want to destroy our Lord. They just want to kill Him. And who will defend our Lord during this time? The souls that unite themselves to His will. Let us ask our Lord Jesus to fill our minds, our hearts, and our souls with the light of truth, that we may be able to recognize Him, that we may be able to unite ourselves to His will. Our sufferings, that we may be able to realize the great gift that He has given us, the great gift that God the Father has given us in His Son, Jesus Christ. He is the gift of our salvation, and the great gift that our Lord Jesus is bringing us, the gift of living in the divine will. During all our adversities, let us remember that our Lord Jesus suffered and died for us, that we belong to Him, that we belong to the kingdom of the divine will, that the kingdom of the divine will is expanding in our hearts, in our souls, with every single prayer that is united to the will of God, with every single suffering, with every single act. Let us not be discouraged, but let us be filled with faith, hope, and love, knowing that we have His divine assistance, which is the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit that is with us, helping us to walk. The Holy Spirit is present in the sacraments because the work of the Holy Spirit is to sanctify us, to make us holy, to make us grow in the likeness of God. Let us remember that the Blessed Mother is also accompanying us as we meditate the hours of the Passion. During the course of her life, Luisa Picarreta was often visited also by the Blessed Mother, and the Blessed Mother was her teacher. We remember this in the lessons of the Blessed Virgin Mary to Luisa. Our Lord tells Luisa Picarreta, "You have also the help of my mother. She is our guide. She is our protector. She is our defender. We must love her and love her, because she knows how to bring us closer to the heart of her divine Son. She knows how to present our human will to our Lord Jesus. And she walks with us." We continue with the 16th hour. Jesus is brought back to Pilate and placed after Barabbas. Jesus is scourged. Imagine our Lord Jesus, now all wounded, suffering, disfigured. He comes back to Pilate, and Pilate, wanting to free him, he offers to free Jesus or Barabbas. He offers to free Jesus or Barabbas, and the people, they choose Barabbas, and they condemn our Lord Jesus. Jesus was condemned for our sins, for our iniquities. Jesus was condemned, and out of his love for us, he goes and suffers. He sees all the hatred of the human will. He sees all the blindness. He sees all the evil. He sees all the leprosy of our souls, all the human tendencies, all the vices. And he has compassion for all of us. He repairs with his prayers so that we may be able to be detached from all the things that do not belong to him. He wants to detach our souls from the things of this world, to dispose our souls to receive the great gift of the divine will. In the same way that the fields, they have to be clean, they have to be prepared to go and sow the seed. In the same way that the fields have to be prepared, our souls have to be prepared to receive this gift, the gift of the divine will, so that this gift can grow in our souls. Jesus knows all of this as he goes through his suffering, through this bitter passion. He sees the anger of soldiers that they bring him and they tie him to the pillar. The soldiers bind him to the pillar, and they mistreat him. Jesus is not able to move. He's tied up in the pillar, and in there he suffers. And he says it was necessary. All this suffering was necessary in order to repair for so many sins. It is necessary in order to repair for so many sins, the sins of all the human race. God, who clothes us with the life of grace, and we creatures, we reject this garment of light that he gives us in our baptism, and instead we put on the garment of sin. Jesus repairs for all dishonesties, for all kind of sins, and he is moved with love. All this figure, he is now unrecognizable. This is the image. This is the vision that Luisa Picarreta saw. She saw a disfigured man, wounded, unrecognizable, who comes before her balcony and says, "Soul, help me." His bones are uncovered now. The blood pours down so much as to form a pool of blood around the pillar. Imagine all the atrocity. How come our Lord, who is the Son of the living God, is treated in this way? He who is the King of the universe now is naked, tied to the pillar, wounded. His bones are uncovered. Rivers of blood. This is true love, our Lord dying for all of us, and He wants us to die to ourselves, to sacrifice, to follow Him, united with His will. And He says, all of you who love me, come to learn. Learn from me. Learn what true love is. Come and find in this blood, in my blood, the thirst and the quench for your passions, for your ambitions, for your pleasures. In His blood we find the remedy, the divine remedy for our souls. His blood is the divine remedy for all evils, He tells us. Every time we take the precious body and blood, soul and divinity of our Lord Jesus Christ in the Holy Eucharist, He is giving us this divine remedy. It is important for us to be in the state of grace, to be able to receive all the graces that flow from the sacrament of the Eucharist, that in His precious blood we will find the remedy for our wounded souls. In His precious body, lacerated, wounded, He's carrying us all. He's carrying all souls from all generations, past, present, and future. In His humanity, He is repairing on our behalf to the Father. We must thank our Lord Jesus for dying for us, for suffering for us, for receiving all these mistreatments for our sake, for choosing to come and save us, for paying on our behalf before the Father. My Jesus, allow me to take you in my arms in order to refresh you a little with my love. I enclose all souls in you, so no one will be lost. Let us enclose ourselves. Let us enclose the souls of all the human race, of all humanity, in the sacred heart of our Lord Jesus. In His divine heart, we will find the refuge that we need. If we enclose ourselves in the divine heart, we will be able to detach ourselves from the things that do not belong to the Lord. And we will be able to be more perfectly united to His will. We will be able to die to ourselves. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. Amen. We continue with the 17th hour. Ecce homo, Jesus is condemned to death. Our soul longs for divine things, and in our blindness we seek these things in the world. The human will is always guiding us to the world, because the human will is blind to itself. The human will needs guidance. The human will needs the divine will to guide it. If we are guided by the human will, we will always be guided to the things of the world. But if we let ourselves be guided by the divine will, if we surrender our will to the will of the Heavenly Father and freely unite ourselves to the will of His Son, then everything that we do will acquire a different dimension. It will acquire the capacity to compensate on behalf of all the human race, to give God what He has not received from creatures in the past, what He is not receiving from creatures in the present, and what He will not receive from creatures in the future. The divine will allows us to magnify everything to the perfect, to the eternal, and to give God what is due to Him. So we give God to God. Jesus is presented before Pilate, and Pilate condemns Him to death. Now that our Lord is wounded, is all disfigured, this is the hour of His condemnation, and our Lord needs us to sustain Him by uniting ourselves to Him. Jesus says, help me, help me, help me. Luisa Picarreta writes, my lovable Jesus says to me, my child, courage, do not miss anything of what I suffer. Be attentive to my teachings. I have to redo men in everything. He has to redo us in everything. That's why He suffered, to repair for every single sin, for every single offense committed. Sin has removed the crown from Him and has crowned Him with opprobrium, with confusion, so much He cannot stand before my majesty. Sin has dishonored Him, making Him lose any right to honors and glory. This is why I want to be crowned with thorns, to place the crown on men's forehead and to return to him all rights to every honor and glory before my Father. The thorns will be reparations and voices of defense for many sins of thoughts, especially of pride. And for each created mind, there will be voices of light and supplications, that they may not offend me. Therefore, unite yourself to me, and pray and repair together with me. Unite yourself with me, repair together with me. I have to redo man in everything. He has to redo us. His love is beyond telling, beyond our human understanding. He asks us to unite ourselves to him, to follow him. He wants our company. My child, these thorns say that I want to be constituted king of each heart. To me belongs every dominion. He wants to be constituted the king of our hearts. If we remember the divine appeal of our Lord Jesus, he says that he comes as a beggar. He who is the king of the universe comes as a beggar because he wants to be constituted as the king of our hearts, of our souls, because this is the rightful place of our Lord Jesus. We must enthrone him as the king of our hearts, of our souls, by surrendering our will. Jesus, I give you my will. Jesus, I give you my will. His divine heart wants recognition. The divine king wants to be recognized in our souls, in our hearts. This is the seat of God in the creature, the heart, the soul. Let us constitute him the king of our heart, my brothers and sisters. Let us ask him to bestow upon our hearts and our souls the flames of love that are so needed, so that through his divine love, through his divine flames of love, everything that do not belong to him may be burned in our souls to give way to the divine in our hearts. Let us ask the divine king to fill us with his knowledge and understanding, that we may be able to be more perfectly united to his divine will. Our Lord Jesus is no longer recognizable because now he is being reduced to humiliations. He's been scourged, disfigured, and he is all patience, all love. He invites us to come into his arms, place ourselves into his hands, to feel the intensity of love that he has for each one of us. In his humanity is paying for our sins. He reminds us that only virtue constitutes man king of himself, that only virtue united to upright knowledge is worthy and capable of governing and ruling oneself and others. Only virtue and upright knowledge is able to govern others. This is so truth. We must follow the way of perfection, the life of virtue, the path of the Ten Commandments. The Church offers us the sacraments to grow in virtue. The Church offers us all the teachings of Christ to grow in knowledge and understanding of the faith, so that we be governed by virtue and not by the passions. When we fast, we submit the passions to the soul, so the soul will gain control over our passions, so we may be ruled by the soul. Prayer helps us to change, fortifies us, and almsgiving enlarge our capacity to receive. That's why the Church asks us to follow our Lord with prayer, fasting, and almsgiving during this Lenten season. The more we give, the more we will receive. The more our containers will enlarge and acquire the capacity to receive. Remember, 100-fold, says the Gospel. Even though our Lord walks with difficulty, tired, wounded, disfigured, he is carrying us all. And with every single drop of his blood, he says to us, I love you, I love you, I love you. Let us correspond him with the same love. Jesus, I love you with your love. Jesus, I love you with your will. Jesus, I give you my will. Jesus now is so disfigured that even the angels, they cover their faces not to see such atrocity. His heart, wounded for our rejection, is telling us, I love you, I love you, I love you. As we continue our Lenten season, I invite you all to enthrone our Lord Jesus in your heart, in your soul, to practice almsgiving, to do almsgiving, to fast, and to intensify your prayer, to offer everything in union with our Lord for the salvation of all souls, for the divine will to descend upon earth as it reigns in heaven, and to remember that during these hours of the Passion, we are accompanying our Lord, that we are repairing with his prayers, that we are there sustaining our Lord Jesus, and he wants our help. Soul, help me. Soul, help me. Soul, help me. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you, because by your holy cross, you have redeemed the world. Amen. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for the gift of our salvation in your Son, Jesus Christ. We thank our Lord Jesus for dying for us on the cross, for suffering for our sins, for repairing to God our Father on our behalf. We ask the Blessed Mother to intercede for us at every moment, that we may be guarded and defended from the attacks of the evil one. May the blessing of the Almighty God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit descend upon each one of you and remain with you forever. Amen.